Good morning, Daniel. How are you?
Thank you very much for your time. Doing well, thank you. Obviously, May being Domestic and Family Violence Prevention Month, thought I'd get you on just to raise awareness about this.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. It's an opportune time to be able to speak to the community and encourage them to obviously come forward and speak to the violence that they're experiencing in their lives.
How many people come up to you and say, look, I need some help or I need some advice?
Look, sadly, not enough. The numbers are growing steadily with more education and more awareness of the need for people to be comfortable in coming forwards and feeling safe in coming forwards. It's hard to put a specific number on it because it does fluctuate daily, but the QPS is certainly making efforts to encourage people to come forwards at every opportunity.
Is that is it a confidence thing? Because obviously people will come up and say, hey, I'm after some help, just for the benefit of this chat. They then feel nervous and scared in talking to police in the ramifications potentially afterwards? Or what happens with that?
Yeah, it's a very complex thing. It takes into consideration some cultural aspects. There are some cultures that are fearful of police. Mm-hmm. It's a culture of silence. Traditionally, Australians don't like to be known as dobbers or informers. There is always the component of fear from the victims that they will receive further retribution, worse than what they've been receiving from the perpetrator in the first place. So it's a very complex thing to try and overcome, but we're always here to listen and help at any time of the day.
Now, if anyone is experiencing circumstances that need help, what can they do?
Well, there's lots of different avenues that they can approach police. They can ring, if they're not in any danger, of course, they can ring 131444, which is PoliceLink, and they can report the matters to PoliceLink for attention. If they are in danger, obviously the immediate urgency is to get them help, and that is via 000. They can approach any police officer at any police station for guidance and support. And, of course, the Domestic and Family Violence and Vulnerable Persons units here in Bundaberg and across the Wide Bay at each of the police stations, Maryborough and Hervey Bay and Gympie, are always the specialists and always prepared to assist.
Detective Senior Constable David May from Vulnerable Persons Unit joins us this morning. And we're talking, obviously, about May being Domestic and Family Violence Prevention Month. When it comes to the word domestic and family violence, is it a broad topic? I mean, what classifies, I guess, as domestic and family violence?
Well, these days it is quite broad. I remember growing up in an era when domestic violence was essentially just violence, and it was just the physicality of generally male perpetrators assaulting their partners. But nowadays it encompasses a variety of things such as sexual violence within a relationship, financial abuse, coercive control, where they're what people know as gaslighting and suggesting and having influence over people unduly to get them to do things that they don't want to do. Mm-hmm. There's a variety and a range of emotional abuse and psychological abuse. So whilst the traditional name of domestic violence has been retained, it now encompasses a very, very broad range of poor behaviours that culturally we need to change.
And if maybe the next door neighbour or someone down the road is noticing something different, is there signs to look out for?
Look, it is a particularly hard thing to look out for. Obviously, the obvious things that we as neighbours and as citizens and people in the community can look for are loud arguing, property being damaged and things like that. And what we're trying to do is encourage people to come forward before it escalates to that point. So what they'd be looking for is someone that is more nervous than usual, someone that is generally a little bit quieter, a little bit more introverted than they would normally be. Obviously looking for signs, if it is a physical relationship, then looking for bruises or injuries or things like that. Yeah. But if they, as an example, if they see one of their friends or haven't had communication with one of their friends in a period of time and they normally go to lunch on a weekly basis and that sort of dropped off a little bit, maybe it's time for a phone call to go, hey, is everything okay? We haven't met on a regular basis as much as often. Is everything okay? How's your relationship going? And I think in a modern culture, we shouldn't be afraid to talk about our relationships mm-hmm. and how well or how badly they're going and seeking help.
And just give us those phone numbers again if anyone does need assistance, David, if you wouldn't mind.
Well, obviously, if anyone feels an immediate or emergency a danger, they're threatened immediately, then ring 000. And that's the immediate point of call. If they're not feeling in any danger or they're not under threat at the time, they can ring 131 444, which is PoliceLink. That's the number to contact any police station around the state. And of course, you can always drop in and visit any local police station if you're in need.
Detective Senior Constable David May from the Vulnerable Persons Unit, Bundaberg Police. Really do appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks, Daniel. Thank you for having me. And look, we've got a once in a generational opportunity to change how we think about treating and respecting women. And this is our time. So I encourage everyone to grab it and see if we can make those differences in our society.
Well said. Thank you very much for your time.
Thanks, Daniel.
It is 1332 4BU.